Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, man, this show today is really, really going to be one of those shows that I certainly hope that the listeners that are tuning in today actually go back and share this link to this show with the men that they love. Also, not just the men that they love. This show is for women who love men. And this, if you're a female and you're listening to this show could be for your husband, it could be for your brother, it could be for your sons, and ultimately you yourself can benefit from this show as well. Tonight, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secret Nature in Washington, D.C. He's a holistic health healer. He's been on the holistic health healing path for over 35 years, and we're going to be talking tonight about a very, very important, very sensitive subject, and it is erectile dysfunction. The title of the show is Baby, What's Wrong? Conquering, Overcoming, and Correcting Erectile Dysfunction. It's that as people just don't talk about openly a lot, probably even enough, just because of the sensitivity of it. And again, my special guest has been on the holistic health path for over 35 years, and he's got an awesome, awesome testimony for him to share, because when you're talking with people about holistic health, it's enough for people to even take a look at alternative forms of treatment. But if, in fact, they do, they want to make sure that the person that they're listening to is qualified to talk about it. So my special guest, actually, again, as I mentioned, has an awesome testimony. He cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. I'm going to repeat that. He cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. You know, I just don't want that to go in one ear and out the other. That's very important. Anybody that's done that, I definitely would lend an ear to. So without further ado, I really can't wait to get into this discussion tonight. I'd like to introduce my special guest again, Brother King Coy Dunstan. Welcome back to Health, Wealth, and Divine, my brother. It's always a pleasure, an honor to speak with you. How you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine. Good to be back with you. Excuse me. It's good to be back with you and to talk about alternative health methods again. But I'm doing okay. Got a little live strain in my voice, but I'm working on it.
All right. Well, everybody, again, my special guest is a master healer. He's been doing this for over 35 years. And again, if there's anybody, you know, I always recommend, I send people to Coy, as a matter of fact, when I run across people that are dealing with whatever the issue may be. It could be arthritis, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, cancer, whatever it is, diabetes, you know, I'm sending them over to Brother Coy, because again, with the track record that he has, he's just the person to deal and help people to overcome whatever issues that they're dealing with. Again, tonight we're going to be discussing overcoming erectile dysfunction. Again, this is a topic that a lot of men at some point in their life may end up encountering. And unfortunately, it's not just older people. It's not just people, you know, a lot of times young men think that, you know, erectile dysfunction is not something that they even have to even worry about until they're well into their 50s or 60s or 70s or something. They would consider that an old man's condition. But statistics are showing that actually younger men are getting erectile dysfunction and having to deal with that. So, of course, then the women in their lives are having to deal with it as well, because it's not just one of those situations or conditions that just affect a man, because if a man is, you know, being intimate, then, of course, that's going to affect his relationships with his partner. So Brother Coy is going to be talking about that tonight. Brother Coy, let's again open up that discussion. But first, if you could just briefly, and I know you're dealing with a scratchy throat there, but if you could just please share your testimony about your mother, what brought you to holistic health, because I think it's just so awesome and such a powerful, powerful testimony of love, of faith, and the power of God's creation.
Mm-hmm. Well, It was 1980, I think. I graduated from law school. I went home, take a break. And as soon as I got there, my mother came up to me and said, she came back from the doctor and immediately said the doctor told her to go to Duke University as soon as she could. So my dad and I got up the next morning. We drove up to Duke. We sit around all day, and around the end of the day, they came back and told us that she was in pretty bad shape, colon of the breast, cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver. So she stayed there a while and let them do what they had to do, I guess. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, they gave her an alternative to, take chemotherapy or get out. So she asked me, what would I do if I was her? And I say, well, I don't know anybody that chemotherapy has healed. And in fact, most people that has gone through the process has wound up dead, or it didn't extend their time any. And if it was me, I'd just pack up and go home and do the best I can to get through this. So she took my advice. We went back home. I started to felt an obligation to kind of work with as much as I could to bring her to a place to where she can begin to heal. So I got her interested in fasting and praying, and we got down to eating, changing the diet, eating more honey, and honey is the first medicine, and all the things we knew to do, fasting, praying, all of that we did. And after about another month, she was doing better.
Wow.
So we stayed on the program, and we went through the process of finding the herbs that had been known to fight the cancer in people. And around that time, a herb called Partiaco came out. And the literature with it said that it had emptied the cancer wards in Mexico, and people were walking out of the hospital. So I said, well, I got to get this. So we got that, added it to the regime, and after another couple of months, went back to the doctor. The doctor was just amazed. I didn't believe she was still alive or could be alive. And she began to find ways to do more and more during the fasting. And she, well, you really got to decide that you want to live, and that's the first step. And we finally got her to that point. And she started responding, and it worked to a place to where went to a place where she completely was cancer free.
Mm.
At least that's what the doctor said. And
mm-hmm.
after that, I was just bombasted. By that time, I came back to D.C. I opened up a store called Yours Naturally down on 14th Street. Joined mm-hmm. a company called Nature Sunshine, and I've been doing it ever since.
That is something, man. Anytime you have an encounter, and like the one that you had, it changes your life. I mean, it changes your whole outlook on life. It changed your whole direction in life. It changed your whole career path. That was truly one of those life-changing moments. And, I just commend you and applaud you for sticking with it and using that situation with your mother as a launch pad to help other people, because after seeing it with your mother, the change that she underwent and the results that followed, just being able to witness it firsthand. I mean, you were the tool in God's hand to actually change your mother's condition. I mean, the doctors had just literally given up on her, basically said, take this chemo or get out. And, you having the courage to even say, Ma, listen, I got this. I got this. Let's try this. Trust me. And in trusting you, she was trusting God, and her faith and works paid off. And so, again, I commend you for staying on the path. Because you could have easily just, after you healed your mother, just went back on, went on into law. thank
but
God
after,
for
after
you.
But after an experience like that, you can't go back and do anything. Yes, you gotta stay on the path, and that's what happened to me, and I have no regrets. So I'm
thankful. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about erectile dysfunction. It's something that men experience And as a result of men experiencing it, women experience it secondhand. And it's just something that I think a lot of people, just as I mentioned earlier, just take for granted that it's an old person's condition and that, you know, they don't have to worry about that until they get old. But again, statistics are showing that younger people are experiencing it as well. But for those who might not know what is erectile dysfunction, you know, there may be people out there that just don't know what it is. They may have heard it, but just don't know the term means. What actually is erectile dysfunction? And then we can use it as a launch pad to get further into the discussion.
Well, the simplest way to put it is the inability to maintain an erection and achieve an orgasm.
Okay.
You can sometimes you can get an erection. Sometimes you can have an orgasm. But when you have both, you have a real problem with erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see all the commercials on TV about Viagra and Cialis and all of those things. I don't think they really work on the problem. I know a lot of good doctors prescribe that. But those things generally are the stimulant, and a stimulant weakens the body in the long run. So you may get off a good one early, about the first 3-4 months, but then after that, that stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice is to, first of all, understand and identify the things that cause whatever you're going through. And probably the major ones is smoking and drugs and cigarettes, drinking
mm-hmm.
alcohol, and eating wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing, after 40 or 50 years of doing that, you're going to encounter some problems unless you're an exceptional person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would begin to, if I had that problem, I would begin to eliminate the drinking, the smoking, the eating, the bad eating, and add a better, you know, a fresher way of life with exercise and maybe eating more raw. And you got to exercise to bring up your strength in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So in a short way, that's kind of where I would go with that. And that's what I do. I help people get there by starting at one step at a time. And we go into a full-fledged program, assuming that that's what you want to do. I'll take you through the whole program. And by the time we finish, which it shouldn't be any more than 90 days, and I'll give it up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on what kind of condition you're in. But you can actually reverse that just by changing the way you live.
Well, now that we know, for those who didn't know, what erectile dysfunction is, let's talk about what actually causes an erection. Normally, when a man is aroused, the arteries in his pelvis and penis relax and expand. Okay, so at the same time that this is going on, the valves and the vein close, trapping the blood in that area, and that's what causes the erection. Now,
mm-hmm.
after then the excitement is over and the, you know, the excitement ends, then the vein valve opens and the blood flows, okay, which now causes the penis to return to its normal state. So
mm-hmm.
people, or men in particular, are excited and they become aroused and, you know, this takes place, then you might have a situation where, let's say, a man and his partner, you know, just have a really good night. Okay, I mean, a really. And so now the brother may experience multiple orgasms. They may go at it, you know, several times in that evening. You know, he's able to rejuvenate, you know what I mean, and rest for a moment and then back up and he's at it again. So let's talk about then the role that the mind plays in this, because there is research that shows that even the mind, the role that the mind plays in a man being able to obtain and sustain an erection. Diet is part of it, but let's say, for example, the man's mind isn't right, okay? When I say his mind isn't right, he might be stressed out, okay? He might be depressed. He might be, you know, his mind might be somewhere else. He might be feeling guilt. He might be having, you know, issues with low self-esteem or whatever. And if studies have shown that if a man has experienced an encounter even once where he was not able to perform because, you know, he wasn't able to obtain and sustain an erection, then that sticks with him, and that's in his mind. And so now he might come to the encounter scared. You know, he may come to the encounter, you know, which could affect his ability to focus, his ability to be free, and, you know, all of this. And so he's feeling the stress about that. So what then could a brother do in addition to diet, even mentally, to prepare himself for the encounter so that when he does get to the moment of truth, so to speak, for lack of a better term, he's able to perform at his optimal level?
Well, I think you got to start with what the things that you know you shouldn't do. You got to get rid of that. But beyond that, stress is probably the major cause. And then when you have an face with premature ejaculation, that kind of stuff, you try harder not to, and then there it is. So you have to really maybe do exercises like breathing and yoga to help strengthen that. There are the specific exercises to strengthen the male zone. And they usually work pretty effective. And you might, if it's that bad, you might want to find a specialist in sexology, or so to speak, and let them work with you for a while, at least show you how to do it and what to do. And then you can overcome some of those things. But yes, you need to take a break, get rid of some of the stress, change the diet, exercise, the right kind of exercise for that area in the body. And there are some specific exercises for that. And continue to strengthen your male zone so that you can perform better. So it's possible. It's the thing is, if you're stressed out and really you can't stop smoking or drinking, you're going to continually fall into the trap of whatever's happening to you, and that's not going to work for you or your partner. And you may wind up with another problem with your relationship, and that's, you know, you may just get tired or you kick you out down. No. You have to, you have to really want to do it. Yeah. So you have to really want to do this and, you know, really love each other so that you can support each other in this, so that you can overcome whatever the problem is and move on.
You know, the statistics that I was reading today stated that that the psychological effects on erectile dysfunction is between 10% and 20%. That's all, just 10% and 20%. That the rest of it then is diet. Okay, so let's talk about that, because if then 80% of it is diet, I mean, that's a large percentage that you have to deal with when addressing a situation such as this. So about the diet and the role then that bad diet plays in it, and the what could inhibit the flow of blood to that particular area. Now, we know that mucus and all of this plays a role and has a detrimental effect on the system. And could you talk about the lymphatic system and its role in moving the, you know, moving blood and just having a healthy lymphatic system, and the role that that would play in a man maintaining and first obtaining and then maintaining an erection?
Well, the idea is that that's why we recommend exercise, but breathing, deep breathing, and learning how to do that is a chore, and you probably need to take a couple of classes just on that. And you have to look at your diet in a way that you have to eat more. I always say eat more raw. When you the way we eat and what we eat oftentimes is greasy, and it's full of salt, and it's toxic. So all of that, when you eat it, it goes out the ileocecal valve down at the bottom of your, right over your colon, right at the bottom of your colon. It runs across, all the way across from one side to the other, to help in elimination. So you want to get to a place to where you can move that heavy toxicity out of that tube of the colon that runs from one side of the bottom of the colon to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes that takes some fasting, it takes some enemas, it takes whatever you need to do to get to that. But if you decide to do that, I would say a 21-day fast, you can get to it and you can begin to see it out. When it come out, you'll see that it's black, it's just totally black, and you know that's the catarrh that you need to get rid of that's blocking up circulation.
Okay.
And you have to look at the problem with of going into this situation where you want to overcome that by just changing the diet a little bit. After you do the fasting, go to a diet a little bit, a raw diet, that helps, and go more to juicing, eat more raw, and eat very little meat or flesh. But then if you don't do that, when you get the first sign of a erection problem, you are going into prostate issues, and that's another whole thing. And that if you can't get that prostate circle, if you can't get blood circulating through that prostate, you're going to have some heavier problems, like getting the prostate cut out or cancer, all the things that go wrong when most of us have a problem is the prostate, and that's usually way down the road, and we should have started a lot sooner before we let it get to a place to where we had inflammation in that area. So that's kind of where I would approach it and see where it goes with that.
You know, you mentioned fasting, and I want to touch on that because I think that for a lot of people who have not fasted, who are not regular fasters, that the image that people get when they fast, or even, shall I say, hear people talk about fasting, is for many people who were brought up in the church, then the only image that they have of fasting is Jesus fasting in the desert, For a lot of people, when they think of that, I think that people have this, subconsciously, they have this image of Jesus fasting in a desert. They don't think of, when they think of fasting, that they don't see themselves in the kitchen juicing,
Right,
they don't see
them right.
juicing oranges and, fruit and, making smoothies and, they picture Jesus in a dry desert wilderness with
no
water.
No water.
What keeps people from approaching fasting if they've never fasted is because they can't get this image of Jesus in the desert in a dry, arid place out of their mind. If they could just replace that image with an image of themselves in a kitchen, modern, with a juicer and a blender, fruit and vegetables, then would go a long way, I think, towards helping people to overcome their fear of fasting, because they think that I could never do that. They think that fasting, I could never go a week without food, much less, a 21-day fast. When we're talking about fasting, we're not talking about you in a desert, a very arid, dry, hot place. We're talking about you in an air-conditioned kitchen, with a blender and a juicer and vegetables, that's going to do the body good and definitely giving the body what it needs during the time that you're not actually consuming food and chewing food and swallowing food, but actually drinking. You're drinking, you're replenishing your body, you're drinking water, you're drinking juices, So we need to just replace that image of fasting with a new image of you in the kitchen, drinking freshly squeezed fruit and vegetable juices that are going to help to replenish your body of the nutrients that it have been lacking that brought you to a place where you feel like you need to fast now, correct?
Yeah, and that could be a fast. If you want to move from eating cooked food or anything cooked to eating raw, that's a fast. And that's a way to kind of acclimate your body to, adjust into a fast. Because if you juice for a week or so, you're going to get the energy that you need to have the strength that you need to go through the fast. And that then you can go to just the water and some herbs and build your body up with the B vitamins, C vitamins, all of those things that you should have to really clean out the that area of the body so that you can perform again. And that's so fasting can be just changing what you do. It doesn't have to be going without food or starving yourself to death. You can just change the way you eat, and that's a fast. If you come off of cooked food and go to juicing, or just go to a salad and then go to juicing, but move yourself in a place where you can handle it and get it done so that you don't shock your body too much. So that's kind of the way I would do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could we talk about, Brother Coy, the role or the effect, shall I say, of alcohol? Because there are a lot of people who are sociable drinkers. A lot of guys, you know, they might get off work, go straight to the bar, happy hour or whatever, and they assume, you know, because, hey, they might say, well, look, I'm not an alcoholic, you know, I just might have a, you know, a couple of beers every now and then, or, you know, after I get off work on the weekend, I get with the boys and I have, you know, six-pack or two or whatever they do. But there's an effect of that. It might not, you're getting more than just a buzz. Okay, when you drinking beer or alcohol or whatever, you're getting more than just a buzz. There's something else going on in your body, and it's not just affecting you. It's not just making you lightheaded. It's going to affect you in other ways. Brother Coy, could you talk about the effects of alcohol? You mentioned alcohol and cigarettes, but I think that people, you know, assume that they, you know, people just know that cigarettes are bad. I mean, they just come with a warning on the pack. They know that cigarettes can cause cancer. But what about alcohol, and even in moderation, what effects that could have on a man's ability to perform?
Well, alcohol is probably worse than smoking, really, because you have to remember that when you drink alcohol, it kills brain cells, and that's what you need to function. Mm. So no matter how much you drink or how often you drink it, you're just killing your brain cells, and that's not going to work to restore your body. So if you're going to drink, I would drink maybe once or twice a year, maybe your birthday and then on one holiday. But you have to restrict your drinking as much as you can so that your body will have time to recover. But the main thing with the alcohol is that it kills brain cells, and that oftentimes affects all the other stuff. It can create the stress and the anxiety and emotional disability, all that kind of stuff you create when you drink alcohol. So I would encourage anyone that want to improve their sexual life, skip the alcohol, along with going to the raw diet. Mm-hmm. And in about 3 weeks, you should see quite a difference.
You know, just even as we're having this discussion, you know, I'm seeing that there really needs to be more education. You know, shows like this, of course, we'll be doing another workshop in June, as a matter of fact, everybody. Brother Coy, along with Brother Frank Smith and Dr. Gerald, actually did an awesome, awesome workshop. When was that, Coy? That was, what is this, March?
November.
What was that? What was that,
November.
October? Was it October?
Maybe it was October. The first weekend in October or November, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my wife and I, Queer Chapter, and I put together a workshop in D.C., and it was fabulous. Over 100 people came out, Brother Coy, Dr. Gerald, Frank Smith, with keynote speakers, and, I mean, they were just disseminating all kinds of information about holistic health, and we're going to be doing another one in June, and so we'll be giving you more information about that and how you can come out to that. And if you're interested in learning more about holistic health, and we actually probably need to do a whole workshop on men's health.
I'm thinking that we should probably show people how to juice and what to juice and show them how to make raw food that's tasty and even desserts with fruit. So I don't know how much of that we'll do, but we'll try to show them what we're talking about when we say juicing and eliminating cooked food out of your diet and how to do it. We'll try to do that.
Okay. Because there really does need to be a lifestyle change. Because if somebody came to you with erectile dysfunction, they were telling you, you know, hey, Brother Coy, I had a situation, I just couldn't, you know, get it together. You know, if you were to look at that person's lifestyle, there would probably be certain things that that are common to people that experience that are experiencing that. If you took 10 people with erectile dysfunction, 10 brothers, you'd probably find a lot of similarities in their lifestyle. Now, I'm not judging a person's lifestyle. I mean, people are grown. They have a choice to choose to do what they feel is best in their best interest. But there are certain things that are going to be common to those that are experiencing erectile dysfunction. Either you're going to be part of the 10 to 20% that are dealing with it from a psychological standpoint. It's a mental thing with you. You know, you're just dealing with stress or whatever. Or you're going to be part of the 80% that is having that situation because of diet. So it's either or. It's either it's a mental thing, you know, or it's a diet thing, you know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. I mean, because, again, when you talk about a lifestyle change, I think that the circles that people run in contribute to certain behavior, certain behavior patterns, certain, you know, ways of living that could also contribute to the erectile dysfunction. And, you know, a lot of times when you take somebody, for example, that's a vegetarian or a vegan, they have vegetarian and vegan friends, you know.
That's right.
They have social, they socialize with other people of like minds. And so when they go on over, when they go out to socialize or whatever, they're not going to the happy hour, you know. They're not going out and eating meat, you know, which is going to affect, you know, these things. So could you talk about just the need for a lifestyle change if somebody is dealing with erectile dysfunction?
Well, that's probably the most difficult thing to do because we have the problem because we have the addiction to whatever we do, and trying to switch that off is going to take some real mind control and knowing how to use the herbs and at least getting the juicer. And then you think about all that, you say, oh, man, I can't do all of this. I'd rather go out with the boys and hang out with them to midnight until I'm drunk. And so it becomes kind of complicated to change your lifestyle. But it's either that. Well, oftentimes you don't know what to do, and there's no one there to tell you that this is what you should do. So you continue to do the same thing, hoping that you get a different result. But once you understand that you have to change your diet, and you're willing to pick up the mantle and move into actually studying and reading and learning how to juice and learning what to juice, then the time that you use going out with the boys can be dedicated to passing on the on all the alcohol and meat and all the other stuff that you know you shouldn't do. So first you have to come to a realization that you got to change. We don't like to change. We don't like nothing about change. But you got to change, and then you got to have the willpower and the man to make that change. So you have the diet side. But the emotional side sometimes can be more dramatic because you have the nervous system and you have relationships and jobs and work, all of that tangled up in there, and they all got pulling you in different ways. And we just don't know how to shut it down and take care of ourselves. And until you are able to just walk away from it all and get your own self together, that's what's going to happen to you. So you might take, if you have a 2-week vacation, you might take that 2 weeks and really go somewhere, isolate yourself and work on yourself. Just work on you. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that if you can make the time to do that, your stress level will go down, and you'll find that your energy level will go up, and you'll be able to perform a lot better in whatever you do. So, yeah, I would say whether it's stress or food, you want to do whatever you need to do to reduce the effects of both on your body, because it will take you out if you don't begin to address the issue. And we'll just slow some time about addressing the issue. Because I guess one thing, the TV say that we ought to drink coffee, we ought to drink Pepsi, and we'll feel deprived, we ain't going to do it. So you got to really change your mind, maybe turn the TV off, take a fast. Maybe that could be a fast, just turn the TV off for 2 weeks.
That's true.
If you don't go crazy, you'll probably find that you're much better off, and your stress level is down, and you're sleeping better, and all of that. So it's a number of ways to bring your body around. So start with what you can do, and just do what you can, and as you go, do more. If you really want to do that, you can do it. You can do anything you want to do. So, you know, go for it.
You know, for a lot of brothers, when it comes to an issue such as erectile dysfunction, I'm sure it cuts to the core of their being if that's something that they have experienced, and if they experienced it at just the wrong time, you know. Let's say, for example, they just couldn't perform. They just could not perform. And then, not only in addition to having to deal with the fact that they were unable to perform, then they had to deal with the fact that their mate or the person that they, you know, were trying to be intimate with knew were unable to perform. So not only did the brother have to deal with the fact that he just was, you know, did not perform, he had to deal in addition to that with the fact that this sister knew that he was unable to perform, and now he's got to deal with the mental challenge of having to deal with what does she think of me now, you know, right. Because brothers got a lot of, you know, brothers got a lot of pride. From ever since we were children, we were brought up to, you know, in this society.
I'm the man. Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. I'm the man. And even if he could do nothing else, you know, that would constitute him as being a quote unquote man, you know, if he was able to perform sexually, you know, that would make him feel good about himself. You know,
But
so
oftentimes when that happened, though, just to interject here, the partner can actually make it worse by actually rejecting the person or making them feel even worse by, you know, rejecting them or pushing them away or whatever. And it can really do more damage to the person simply because instead of having a supporting mate, you might have an angry mate or
trash talk,
whatever. It's like a trash talk, and they can really take you out of the whole thing. But I just wanted to throw that in, that your mate can do a lot to support you if they know what to do, and that's something else we can talk about.
That's a good point, Brother Coy, because now you take a brother, if he feels rejected, he's going to go drink more, maybe, which might have been part of what caused it in the first place. And then that's going to complicate things. And what's even very, very interesting, and we can talk about this too, is the role that women play. Because in many cases, I mean, you do have men that cook, but in many cases, the woman might cook the food for the family. So if she's preparing meals that are full of mucus-forming foods and, you know, meat and all of these things that would actually clog up the man's arteries, then that's going to prohibit him from performing at his optimal level. And then no connection is being made there. No connection is being made between the food that's being prepared in the home that he's eating, that she's making, that consuming, and then when he is unable to perform, then he has to deal with, you know, her sadness, you know what I mean? So can we just talk about even the role that women play in this whole, because if the whole family is healthy, let's say, for example, the woman comes home. Let me say this to brothers now, just for a second. If your wife or your mate comes home and says to you, you know, I heard this broadcast on Health, Wealth, and Divine, Brother Jawanza and Brother Coy were talking about diet and the role that it plays in holistic health and everybody being in the family being healthy, then a brother should heed that, because not only is it going to, this change in lifestyle, this change in diet, going to help the woman with whatever issues she may be dealing with. She may be having female issues that she's dealing with. There are a lot of sisters out here that are dealing with female issues. Now, the change in diet is going to help her with her female issues. It's going to help you, brother, with your erectile
yeah.
dysfunction, or you might be headed
yeah.
in that direction, and even though you might not have it today, if you don't change your diet to a limit,
yeah.
ultimately, at some point, you may have to deal with an erectile dysfunction issue. So if a
yeah.
woman comes to you and says, you know, I heard this show, I think we really need to consider making
mm-hmm.
some changes in our diet, don't reject it, you know, don't reject
right.
her.
mm-hmm.
It can definitely benefit not just you, it can benefit her, it can benefit
yeah.
the kids, everybody wins.
And you can restrict it, you can say, let's do it, let's start with a week, and just see what we can do with it, and I'll put together a plan, and we'll do it. So it's important that you support each other in that, because if I got to go out, if I come in and I'm hungry, and I don't want no chicken, and I don't want no turkey, and I don't want no ham, I'm not going to stay home. I'm going to get me something to eat that I want to eat.
Right.
And then that's going to be another problem. So
mm.
before we get to that, you probably want to, you know, try as hard as you can to say, well, look, you need to stop buying that stuff, and you need to stop cooking that stuff, because I'm not going to eat it anymore. And you shouldn't be giving it to the kids. And you shouldn't
mm.
be eating it. So what
right.
we're going to do here is we're going to make some changes here, and we're going to start. I got a juice for the day, and I got some fresh vegetables and fruit in there. And starting tomorrow, we're going to juice at least once or twice a day. And we're going to go from there until we get to a place to where we both can love each other. Because
mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we can only do what we know, and what we know sometimes is the wrong thing, and that's what we do most of the time.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on this health holistic path for 35-plus years. He cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. And I want to encourage everybody, if you're a sister and you're listening to this broadcast, you can share this with a man that you love, whether it be a son, whether it be a nephew, a cousin, a mate, a father even. Please share this information, because this information can really not just save your life, it can actually enhance the quality of your life. And when it comes to an issue as sensitive as sexual relations or erectile mm-hmm. dysfunction, again, it cuts to the heart of a lot of people's relationships, because there are sisters out there that have had to deal with that. I mean, just,
yeah.
you know, dealing with the fact that their man, just for whatever reason, well, we were discussing the reasons today, but for these reasons that we're discussing today, can't perform. Now, a sister could internalize that and think that it's her. She could think that, well, what's wrong with me? You know, is it
yeah.
me? You know,
and then
is it something that I'm
on the other
side, not?
Could,
yes.
Yeah, on the other side, she could, it could be her with the hormonal imbalance and the flashing and can't sleep at night. And that's not
mm-hmm.
going to help either. So once you get on the right track, I think you both can find a mutual place where you can actually make a difference in both your lives and come out ahead of in a better place. So I would encourage don't settle for not doing it with the family. Bring the whole family with you and show them how to do what you're doing, and maybe take a little leadership. But
mm-hmm.
I know it's hard. A lot of the women, they just do what they're going to do, and that's it. But you have to work with her. You have to show her what's going on with her. So you're going to have to study some to find out what is a hormonal imbalance, what can you do about it, and why do we get it? Because American women are generally the only women that really have this problem. The rest of the world, they usually have a diet that prevents that, and you need to maybe look at the diet of a Japanese or a Korean or Chinaman. Just look and see what they do and why they don't have all of these problems. I'll go from there in terms of planning your plan to overcome whatever your problem is. So, yeah, I would just, the information is out there. The Internet is out there. All you have to do is just click on the button, and it pops up in front of you. You can look at it and make a decision about whether or not that's right or wrong, or whether or not you want to do that. And if not, just look up something else, or the next one, see what that say. But find something that you can do that will work for you and your mate, and you'll find that you can do that and try to get your mate involved with doing that. And ask your friends, people that, you know, I think everybody should know a vegetarian or vegan. Ask them
nowadays.
Yeah, and maybe they would even come over and show you how they do it and what they do. So we got to support each other in that, and I think that is possible now. And I would encourage everybody to kind of move in that direction, because it's a little heavy out here, man, but in terms of just the world the way it is. We got so much war and fighting, and it's all about the money now. If it ain't no money involved, we don't want to be bothered with it. And that's losing your soul, and I think we pretty much sold our soul for money. And it's showing up in, you know, all facets of our life. And so I say love more, get into a place where you can support each other, and at least you got to get a juicer, a food processor, and a blender, and then use it. Yes, just make it a point to get up in the morning and have your fruit and vegetables around in your refrigerator, or cut them or prep them. So you all have to do is just put them in the juicer and get you to have 8 ounces of juice in a minute. And then just rinse the juicer out and maybe read the paper or whatever you do for hours, so go to bed. You find just that little bit of thing will make quite a difference.
You know, it's so beautiful, brother, to speak with you again on, you know, these type topics, because, you know, it's inspiring to so many people that are on this path. You know, I go back and I look at the archives, the numbers. We're constantly getting new people that are tuning in, constantly getting new people that are following the show. I want to say welcome to all of the people who have tuned in to, not just tuned in, but actually follow Health, Wealth, and Divine. Thank you to all of the people that have sent me messages of support concerning the broadcast. I certainly appreciate that. And, you know, I just want to encourage people that hearing this information is not enough. That's just the beginning. You're hearing this information by no accident. I mean, you're here on purpose. You actually tuned in to hear this show. So please take heed and follow the advice, because just hearing it is not going to get you better. You got to actually do it. You actually have to do the work. You have to, just Brother Coy mentioned, you have to get up. You got to get the juicer. That's the start. You know, you got to get the blender. You actually got to buy the vegetables. You got to put them in there. And you will see results if you are consistent. Because just juicing for one day or 2 days, you know, you might feel good, you know, for a moment, but the consistency is going to be the key. Would you agree, Brother Coy?
See, and you have to move in a way that you will be able to overcome whatever doubts or what you call doubts or misconceptions you may have. So you got to really change. That's really what it's about. How well do you change, and what do you do to change? And oftentimes you just need a little bit of advice from people that have done it, or somebody, a book you can read or something, to give you that ability to do that. But, yeah, you got to start somewhere. And if you don't, you're going on a path of death and defeat. I would encourage everybody to, even if you have never done it, just try it one day. Just take one day and go to a juice bar. I think most every place got a juice bar now. You go in and get some fresh juice. Just make sure it's fresh juice. Oftentimes people mix water with it. I don't like that. But I want the fresh fruit juice or the fresh vegetable juice. I don't want nothing mixed with it. And you can mix the vegetables, but you don't want to add water or no other juice. You want the straight juice, and it doesn't take a lot. You don't, 8 ounces is probably enough at one time, and you'll find how easy it is to be satiated with just that little bit of juice. And if you do that once or twice a day, you'll find that everything start working better. Your bowels, your sex life, you know, a lot less energy. You have more energy, a lot more energy. And as you get into it, you'll find that it's, you know, why haven't I done this before? How did I go all this long killing myself? And that's where you want to get, and that way you don't go back. But like the TV we talked about earlier, you'd be surprised at how it programmed you into going out buying junk. You know, that's why McDonald's and all the other fast food places spend billions of dollars just on advertising, because they know if they show you something long enough, you're going to do it. So you have to go to channels that may be more educational in nature, and stay away from the junk. And even the sports, sometimes we can get carried away with that, because all their commercials are beer and sodas and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch what you watch and try to improve your stay away from the things that you know you shouldn't do, and improve your energy level by eating more raw and juicing. That's the best way to do it, and there's no other alternative. If you don't do that, you are playing with fire. But once you get to that place, you'll be so happy that you did. And you'll see all your relationships will clear up, your mind will clear up, your erectile dysfunction will clear up, all of those things will clear up once you start doing the same right thing. And you have to learn how to get new friends so that you don't have them pulling at you, calling you to come out and let's go to the bar, let's go to the nightclub, let's go to the house and see what they're going to do to pull you away from your objective. So you may have to find new friends. You may have to stay away from the places that and the people that's not going to support you in what you're doing. So build a support group around you, and maybe even they'll help you out or do it with you even. And then you'll find that it'll be a lot easier. So, and once you get over the initial shock, you'll find it's not so bad. I can do this. And you'll be well on your way to hell.
You know, Brother Coy, if you could, I want to make sure the people, while we have a few moments left, could give your information, because I know that there are people out there that are listening. I want to just encourage everybody, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area or wherever you are, actually, because Coy has an awesome establishment and he can actually ship products to you. We're talking about erectile dysfunction, and we're going to tell you how you could get, you know, what products you might need to deal with that. Brother Coy has a shop in Washington, D.C. called Secrets of Nature. Awesome, awesome establishment. They sell herbs, they sell books, they sell, you can actually go in there for lunch and have your food prepared right in front of your face while you watch. So if you've never tasted vegetarian or vegan cuisine, you can get by Secrets of Nature, and I don't think Coy going to ship you food.
Well, we might get into that.
DC area, you can get by there and taste it. Yeah. You'll be definitely glad that you did. Again, Brother Coy has herbs that he will ship to you, and the result that you're looking for is just a phone call away. So if you could please give your information, Brother Coy, phone number, address, how people can reach you if, in fact, you know, they want to get in contact with you.
I'm in Southwest Washington. At 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, 20032. The telephone number is 202-562-0041. And I'm there usually every day but Sunday, but sometimes I take a day off, like I need to take one off now. But I'm usually there, and if not, just leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And we'll go with whatever your concerns are, and we'll go from there in terms of working with your conditions, huh? It's not difficult. Just pick up the phone and call.
You know, I want to say something and then direct this comment again to the sisters. We talked about it briefly earlier. So that sisters understand what's going on with their man if the man experiences a situation where he can't perform. So that sisters, you know what's going on, and it can help you. Let's say, for example, you're listening to this show, my sister, and you hear this information, and you know now, like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. It's the diet, it's the food, it's the mucus that's clogging up those veins that is prohibiting the blood flow that is causing my man or my mate to not be able to obtain and maintain and sustain an erection. I understand it now. It's the food. It's the blood flow that's being prohibited by all of the junk that he's been polluting his body with for all of these years. That's what's going on. So now, if that happens to him, you can gently, lovingly encourage him, because now you know there's some things that you can do about that. You don't have to be resigned to the fact that, okay, his best years are behind him, and so I guess I just got to deal with this now. You know,
yeah.
So you can gently, lovingly encourage him to make some changes and then see the desired result materialize. And if it's not diet, let's say it's a stress thing. Let's say it's, you know, he's got one of those stressful jobs or whatever, or, you know, he might not have a job. He might be dealing with that, you know, mentally, you know, or, you know, just some sort of anxiety or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then
instead
you
of
know,
him coming over and getting a drink. Instead of
okay.
him coming over and getting a drink.
Exactly.
That's what he's for.
You know,
yeah.
You can you know now you can do to help him. The role of women in a man's life is so powerful. They have they are so powerful. You can either build that man up and restore
yeah.
him to his throne and mm-hmm. put that crown back on his head, or
mm-hmm.
you can make him feel like he's the worst man, the most, like you just the sorriest sapsucker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And which, of course, now you remember this, because
yeah.
after you tear him down into 1,000 pieces,
mm-hmm.
that's your man laying in 1,000 pieces on the floor, okay,
mm-hmm.
that you tore up, all right?
Yeah.
And that's important, because, again,
you
remember.
You got to put it back anyway.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So if you tear him down with your mouth, remember,
yeah.
that's your man that you just tore down. Okay?
Yeah.
As opposed to doing that, take this information and build him back up. And build him back up to the man, to the king you fell in love with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you might have sons. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
if on the road of eating meat and dairy and all this other kind of stuff, then erectile dysfunction is waiting for them too. So
mm-hmm.
you can make changes now that can not only help your man, but help your children, that can help your brothers, you know, everybody, just not, and yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So, Brother Coy, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. We got a couple minutes left. I just want to just make sure I get this one in. Medications, prescription medications. You know, we look at commercials on TV, and they might say, you know, they might have something that they're advertising, say side effects may include such and 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 such. They said that there were side effects that included erectile dysfunction. You don't have to worry about a brother taking that, because he ain't going to fool with that, because, you know, just because of the ego and the pride. But there are some things that might not necessarily say that the side effects are erectile dysfunction, but there are medications out here, and side effects do include erectile dysfunction. So
particularly,
could you talk about that?
Blood pressure medication?
Yeah,
and most of us go to that high blood pressure because we just don't want to change. But if you find that you are you have to go on a high blood pressure medication, you're the first thing that goes is your nature. And so you want to do everything you can to prevent having to use the medication by using the herbs that we have available first, and changing and doing everything you know you need to do before you go on that medication. And just tell the doctor to just hold his horses. You'll be back with him if you can't overcome whatever you're dealing with. You can then go to the doctor at some point when, but you're not going to die if your pressure's up a little bit, and you're not going to, if you start taking it, you don't have to keep taking it. You can come off of it once you learn how, and we show people how to do that. And that's the whole idea behind herbal medicine. You have to substitute the herbal medicine, which is harmless, and it's very effective, with
mm-hmm.
the doctor's medication, which generally causes the side effects that we talked about. And you have to continue to bring more of the herbal and natural stuff into your life and try to avoid taking too many of the medications unless you have just uncontrollable high blood pressure. But generally, if you change the diet and do everything you're supposed to do, your pressure is going to come down. So we help people with that too, and you can come off if that's what you want to do.
Everybody, you've been listening to the wisdom of Brother King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Listen, I encourage you, definitely, call this number, 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. That's the number to Secrets of Nature. You can catch Coy there Monday through Saturday. Give him a day off. He needs a day off.
Yeah,
so let him rest on Sunday.
Yeah.
On Monday, if you catch him on Monday, he'll be in the shop. And again, he can ship herbs to you wherever you are. I mean, he's got quality herbs, and he can ship you wherever you are in the world. So let the fact that you might be listening in Tennessee or Ohio or Arkansas stop you and think, oh, well, I can't take advantage of this, because you can give Brother Coy a call, share with him your concerns. Brother Coy, you do consultations, phone consultations?
Do consultation. We have an email address and the telephone, so. If you don't want to spend a lot of money, just shoot me an email, son1104@netzero.net, all spelled out, netzero.net. And if cost is a consideration, use my email. I'm glad to respond to you that way also.
Everybody, this has been one of those shows, again, that you need to share. I don't care who you are, whether you're man, woman, you need to share this link to this show with somebody that you know, because somebody that you know is either dealing with erectile dysfunction or has dealt with erectile dysfunction or will deal with erectile dysfunction. If you are on a path of, eating food that just is not conducive to optimal wellness, which scientists have proven. Even the World Health Organization came out and basically recently said that certain things that, you just never would have thought caused cancer. They admitted it. Caused cancer, are carcinogenic. Okay?
Yep.
So
chicken
now,
is number one.
The one that people love the most.
Yeah.
Chicken.
That's what
is number one.
Yes, I love the most, yeah. Chicken.
So, again, this information we provide to you so that you can make healthier choices, so that you can live a long, healthy, disease-free life, so that you can experience what you were put on the planet to do, okay? Everybody was put here for a purpose, and you cannot fulfill that purpose if you're running back and forth through the hospital, and you can't have a happy marriage if you are not satisfying your mate. Now, brothers, she may comfort you. Okay, she may act as though, baby, it's all right, And thank God if you have one of those type women who will comfort you and tell you that it's all right. But you aren't going to be all right because you know that behind those eyes of hers, that she's concerned about you. Because it's not just about sex. If you are experiencing erectile dysfunction, it affects you in the bedroom. But it's a symptom that something deeper is going on. And if you don't address it, like Brother Coy said, it could lead to prostate cancer, okay? It could lead to a number of different things. So the erectile dysfunction, my brother, is just a symptom of something deeper that needs to be addressed. Is that correct, Brother Coy?
That is correct. And you want to make sure that you identify that and you work with that, know what you need to do to get rid of it or to correct it. That's the whole idea here, is to give you the information you need to overcome whatever situation you find yourself in. And oftentimes, it's not that difficult. It's just don't be afraid for change. Don't be afraid to change. And you'll find that everything will.
Absolutely. Brother Coy, I want to thank you again, sir, again for all of the lives that you've touched. You've been doing this for some 30-some years. You've seen the power of God's creation, the plant, the, changing people, taking them off of meat, dairy, sugar, and all of that, and putting them on a plant-based diet, that, and just seeing that first encounter with your mother, and I know you've been seeing the, I want to say miracles, but it's not really a miracle if you give, if you put, if your car requires gas and you give it the gas it needs, it's not a miracle if the car runs, you know. So if you give the body what the body needs and it functions, then it's not a miracle that the body works properly. So I hesitate to use the word miracle, but you've seen over and over and over the power of God's creation in the form of plants and herbs. And, you know, I just want to commend you for the work that you've done over and over again, all of the lives. I mean, tomorrow, if you decide to go in, you'll touch some more lives tomorrow. And again, I want to encourage everybody, 202-562-0041. Brother Coy, may God continue to open doors for you. And again, I want to encourage the listeners that in June, mark your calendar, I think it's the first Saturday in June, we'll be back up there again doing another workshop on holistic health, and we're going to be, again, sharing more information. Again, a thank you to all of the people that came out last time. Awesome turnout. Over 100 people came out and sat and listened and learned, and I got to, you know, see and meet a lot of people. So thank you so much. Brother Coy, please keep up the good work, my brother. Any parting words?
Yeah, well, I say the same to you. I appreciate what you do, because without you, nobody would hear this. And we need to appreciate that, and we need to participate in what you do, and share as much as we can with each other to overcome whatever we're going through. And I commend you on your ability to communicate that idea out to who knows how many people that you touch. And so I thank you for that, and I thank you for being, bringing me on to share whatever I can to make that happen. So, yes, sir. I thank you. I pray you be blessed and highly favored all your rest of your days, and that you keep doing what you do is needed.
Thank you, my brother.
People calling in at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're listening. I mean, I go back and I look at the numbers. I mean, they must be shy, but they're definitely listening. You know, so
won't be shy,
brother, to all of the people that are listening. Coy is a regular. He comes on once a month, so definitely he's in the archives, too. I mean, we've done shows on high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, I mean, arthritis, I mean, you name it, any aspect of dis-ease, I believe that we've covered it. And when I bring Coy back on, I have to try to think of what have we not covered, because we've so much. So I encourage everybody to go back and listen to the archives, because there's a lot of information in there. Brother Coy, again, is a regular. Dr. Ruby Lathan, she's also a regular. She's cured herself of thyroid cancer. The doctors told her that when she told them that she was going on a holistic health regimen, they kind of, you know, doubted her. But she had the last laugh. After a year, she was cancer-free. Okay, mm-hmm. Dr. Gerald is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. Go back and listen to his shows. We've got spirituality shows. I mean, you know, Brother Orwa, hey, Metaron Comet is a regular. We've just got shows and shows and shows that I think that if you're on a holistic spiritual path, you would definitely find interesting. So definitely check out the archives and share this information with a friend. To all of the ladies out there that are listening, again, this information is for you just as much as it is for the person that you are being intimate with. And even if you're not being intimate with a brother, it could be your brother, it could be your son, it could be your father, it could be a cousin, a coworker. Share this information, because if you love them, it can definitely help enhance their life as well as yours too. So until the next time, Brother Coy, again, I'll be in touch, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And
okay, everybody, that with King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Again, tonight's show was on how to get rid of, how to combat, how to overcome erectile dysfunction. Again, something that people don't want to talk about. You know, it's just one of those things that brothers are ashamed to admit that that's something that they had to deal with. But it's one of those things that is inevitable. If you are eating a particular way, that's 80% of it. 80% of it. So if you haven't got it yet and you're eating a particular way that's not conducive to health, then it's in your future. But there's also the 10 to 20% that deals with stress, anxiety, worry, fear, guilt, all of these things. So take a moment, take some time, check yourself out. I mean, mentally, what's your mental state? What's your mental state? If you are in a mental state that you're dealing with stress, you're dealing with fear, you're dealing with anger, you're dealing with all of these things, you don't want to bring that to your mate anyway. You don't want to bring that to the bed. So if you're dealing with stress, anxiety, fear, you know, all of these things, worrying about stuff, you don't, no, you stay out of the bedroom. You don't bring that to your mate, because you'll be bringing that energy to your mate. You don't want her getting all up and wrapped all up in you, and you dealing with all these things emotionally anyway. So even if you are able to sustain an erection, let's say the diet's not the problem and you are able to sustain an erection, you certainly don't want to bring anger to the bed. You don't want to bring fear to the bed. You don't want to bring all of these other conditions to the bed, and you'll be exchanging that energy with your mate. So if that's the case, then deal with that. Then when you come to that experience, when you come to that heaven, you bring heaven. So until the next time, my name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for listening. This is Health, Wealth, and Divine. Until the next time, I love you. Hit the poop.